The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro Eastside and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
And I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Happy Saturday.
Yes, thank you. Happy Saturday back to you. We're here once again from 2 to 3 p.m. like always.
That's right, on AM 1590, The Answer. And we're also available outside of banker's hours.
Sadly.
That's right. We get so many questions, you know, throughout the week, and listeners, you know, reaching out to us. And if you have questions for Reba or I, if it's real estate or finance related, Reba, you can be reached.
You can either by phone, 206-910-3429, or of course, there's always info at teamreba.com.
Yeah.
And you can also, if you're ever looking for an answer, you don't need to call me, you can download our mobile app, and we might have something from our YouTube channel or in one of our past recordings.
There you go. And I can be reached by phone, 206-915-ERIC. That's 915-3742. Or you can catch me on email, just eric@ericismybanker.com.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to check out maybe a loan application.
Yeah, we actually have a really cool app now as well that you can download.
Yeah,
now you
have to do I sent that over to two people last week.
Yeah, email me, text me, and it has online calculators and tons of information, you know, right on your smartphone.
Yeah.
So always fun stuff to
do. It's got to be a smartphone. It's got to help make you be smarter. Although sometimes it makes me feel dumber.
We never know.
That's just the way they are.
But speaking of smart and dumb.
Yeah. Me and you? What?
Yeah.
No, no, wait, which one's which? Hold on before you answer that.
I got that out first. No. I want to know about the market right now, because I'm hearing,
oh my goodness,
I'm hearing lots of things going on out there, and and we have some smart people making dumb decisions.
I might somewhat agree with you on that. But what do you mean by that?
Because
then my answer might be a little more tailored.
Okay. My what I mean by that is the market is starting to cool down right now. And even
just like fall.
Right. Just like fall, just like the weather. But before the market cooled down, we still had sellers in less hot markets thinking they were in hot markets and pricing their homes irrationally. You know, which caused those homes to sit. What are they doing now that the market's actually kind of cooling off a little bit?
Well, besides getting a slap in the face a little bit.
Right.
There's a little bit of that. So, you know, we've been starting to talk about this, and it's funny because just to, you know, well, on Tuesday, I posted on my personal Facebook page a, you know how Facebook gives you these memories, right, that come up? And you and I had just talked about this on last week's show again, right? And I've been posting for the last 2 months just to support all these statements that we have of this little bar chart that they track on a daily basis in the local multiple listing service, right? And that's where every agent puts all of their listing information, right? And what we'd been noticing this year was that listing activity was higher and getting closer to the bar of pending sales. But then what was really creeping up and starting to surpass the pending sales was now this additional price reduction bar,
right?
Or back on market is another one. That's also started creeping up a little bit. And my memories on Facebook popped up what I wrote 2 years ago, where I had started noticing the trend already and started noting it. So on Tuesday, I posted this whole thing that said, don't let me have to tell you, you know, I told you so, but we saw this coming 2 years ago. You know, and now it's just developed more.
It's a natural cycle.
And the thing is, yeah, absolutely. Every real estate market goes through ups and downs. Every economy goes through ups and downs. And the thing is people have to remember we have been 6 years in appreciation at hyper growth, 8 to 14%, and certain micro markets at 25%. And that's just not, you know, you
it's
can't
not
do
sustainable
that.
Sustainable in the long run.
Right. And the comparison is 2003 to 2000, mid 2007, where we ran 12 to 35%. People have amnesia about some of that. But also remember, some of these younger buyers that are out there right now, they're in like middle school.
Right.
Okay. Right. And they're like, they weren't paying attention. No, this, yeah. So right now they're like, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? It's like, well, okay, yeah, go ask your parents.
That is part of it. Well, and the other question I'm asked all the time is, oh, is it a bubble? You know, are we looking at a bubble? I don't think so.
No, they're just expecting us to return to what is considered a normal market. Mm-hmm. And a normal market is typically 2 to 3% appreciation. Because remember the first time homebuyer classes we used to always teach, mm-hmm. and we still teach, we always said, you know, the first thing you have to start asking yourself when you're about to buy a home is, well, what's your hold period going to be?
Right.
Because when your sale cost can be anywhere from between 6 and 10%, depending how you do it, mm-hmm. well, if a traditional market is 2 to 3%, well, guess how many years you need to live in a place to even just break even?
Right. A lot of folks don't think about that. Yeah. They don't think about the cost to sell a home.
It's because they don't want to do math. They're like, wait, hold on. I have to do some percentages. Wait. And how long does that take?
Yeah.
So that's why we write it out for them and make it very simple.
Good. Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, yes. So we're not in a bubble.
No.
But the rate of appreciation is decreasing.
Yeah.
So there's still values are still rising. Not necessarily quite as fast.
Right.
And I'm sure there's some markets or there's some specific homes where you're seeing price reductions right mm-hmm. now because they were overpriced to start with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or, you know, sometimes you get hit in a certain thing. We talked about this also the other week of you have to make a decision because there's no perfect price to go on, right? Mm-hmm. So you can have a low, mid, and high place. And we're always looking at it like, how is an appraiser going to evaluate this? Because mm-hmm. I have to be able to make the numbers if it's financed, and 80%+ of homes are financed. Mm-hmm. So you have to be able to make sure that you're meeting what an appraiser is going to look at. And not just like, hey, I'd like to get, you know, that doesn't work.
No, it has to pencil out on paper. And an appraiser will look at comparable sales. Mm-hmm. They're going to look at 5, 6, I've seen as many as 9
yes.
comparable sales. Homes that have recently sold that are similar enough in age, location, size, mm-hmm. square footage, bedrooms, bathrooms, amenities to make comparisons to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll make adjustments because no two homes are alike, or at
exactly.
least in most cases. And come up with a fair market value.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the appraiser, when you're buying a home, the appraiser does know what you're paying for the home. So,
right.
And one of the best definitions of market value is what a seller and a buyer agree on, you know, assuming mm-hmm. no other sort of undue influences.
Right. But when we had the market of lots of multiple offers, mm-hmm. that could get
completely skewed.
Kind of, yeah, a little nuts.
Well, we had appraisers chasing that market.
Right.
They still had to find comparables, you know, but they could make adjustments for a pre-inflation.
Right. Basically. Well, let me give a real-world example for our listeners, though, because I've got a condo on the market right now over in Kirkland, and the thing that was interesting when we put this client on market was that in her complex, there had been some things that sold in kind of the, you know, 350 to 370 range.
Mm-hmm.
And then more recently, a bunch that had gone on around like 370, 380 shot up to 4.25 with multiple offers. Now you have to look at, you know, in condo buildings, where you sit inside the complex also makes a difference. And appraisers apply for that too.
Corner,
end unit. Yeah, all of that. Top floor versus bottom floor.
Right.
Are you a walkout basement style or garden level, as they like to mm-hmm. call it, that kind of thing. So, yeah, and the mid, right? So, and there's a lot of mid-rise buildings like that around here. So our client, we were looking at the numbers, and the last time one sold at like 370, it was pretty blah. The agent was lazy. They had no professional photos. They didn't stage it. It was also on a lower level. But some other ones had done better, mm-hmm. and they hadn't had anything on market in their complex for about 4 months, right? So I gave her the range. I'm like, 4.25 is your highest, and that's if there's that much demand. And plus, in that building, they have lower than typical homeowners association dues. So they actually benefit from that.
That's
because,
appealing. Yeah,
because other places around there are in like in the 300s, 400s, and she's at like 267 or something. So mm-hmm. that makes a difference in payment and not how your finances work.
Of course, yeah.
So we walked all through that, and I said, I don't think you should try and go to 4.25. That would be your high side, and that's been driven there by multiple offers. But you have to remember, if I price you at 370, like these other ones started at, then if you get 370 and there's no multiple offers, that's
you're
what you get.
At 370.
So do you want to go mid-range so that you're at least okay with whatever that's going to be, and we're very likely to be able to hit the appraisal? And she went, well, yeah, okay, let's try that. So she's only been on market for about 10 days. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing that was a kicker. And she freaked out the day it happened. We went on market. And that exact same weekend, two other fleeping units came on. Oh. So, and one of them, like, right, lower level like her. And they went on at 370. Mm-hmm. And the other one went on at 4.25 and sold right away. But it was also top floor.
Looking at the same data.
They're looking at
the
exact same data. Yeah. And they priced just on the opposite sides of us.
Right.
And so now she's freaking out like, oh my God, what am I gonna, should I take it off the market? No.
Yeah. It'll.
It's called patience.
That's right.
Like, calm down. Take a breath.
Yeah.
You know, and, well, but that's where she's at.
It's hard to do that when you're in the thick of it.
Oh, of course. And, well, and everybody wants to.
The tough part is it for
yeah,
anybody.
No one wants to feel like their baby's ugly either.
Absolutely.
And that's what they're afraid of. Like, well, don't call my baby
good
ugly.
Yeah.
If you say, oh, it's adorable. It's
yeah.
precious. Well, it might be ugly.
Yeah,
like,
right.
I don't know.
just bring your tool belt with you. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, and it's a great
that's
unit.
A really
it's
cute.
A totally
I know
great
that condo.
Unit.
That's a great condo.
Oh, it's a super great one. In fact, actually, one of the things that we're going to be marketing to are dog owners because it is a lower level. With woods right behind it.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're a dog owner like
Perfect.
Me,
yeah.
I don't want to be on the second or third floor because every time I got to take my dog out, I got to trek up and down the stairs and deal with all the stuff. But boom, there you are.
Yeah.
Knock
right
yourself
on.
Out.
That's awesome.
Dig a trench.
Well, good. Yeah. Well.
So anyway. Well, how about the mortgage rates? How are they doing? Are we digging a trench?
We are having some headwinds right now.
Okay.
And so mortgage rates have been on a little bit of an upward march. We're actually right now at our highest level in about 5 years.
Okay.
And so what's happening is as the economy has been growing, expanding, we just got latest economic statistics out. The economy grew at over a 4% rate.
Okay.
It's expected to start to cool down a little bit, but still be solid in the 3% growth range, somewhere in there, 3-4%. As a consequence, the fear, the ugly specter of inflation has reared its head.
Okay.
Inflation is what causes rates to rise. And so the bond market drives off of inflation, off of fear, and so we're seeing some pressure on the bond market, and so it's not certainly Armageddon here at any by any stretch of the imagination, but we're getting up into the upper 4% range for mortgage rates.
That's what I was just posting the other day. Is if you're gonna do it before we start hitting above 5, if you can.
Absolutely. I have just a couple more things to add that when we come back, we'll give you some forecasts what to expect on interest rates. So stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba when we come right back.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.